Crews lost track of the 33-year-old man. His wife called for answers.
The individual was in an area that was not easily seen, up at a high point in the room that he was working in, and tucked back into a corner.
Police Detective Greg Wilking says the construction worker electrocuted himself inside the Utah State Historical Society. His body stayed there overnight until Crews spotted him.
These accidents pop up, and it's a tragic situation anytime somebody goes to work and they don't come home to their loved ones.
Hughes Construction is helping his colleagues through the grief. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.